are back. My name is Brian, as you know, and you are listening to Clarity Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is November 5th, year 2021. Wow. So we have Janet in the studio.
Hi there.
And we have Ashley in the studio.
Hi.
Okay, so something's going on inside my head here. I gotta see what it is. What is it in my head? He says calm down. So I have to calm down, folks. This is a follow-up broadcast from the October 28th, 2021. And this is where both of you had depression?
Yes.
Yep.
And you had suicide thoughts?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so I made a commitment to heal that, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
And did I keep my word?
You did.
You sure did.
Okay, and so what I want to do is talk to you, Ashley, first, because yours was very troublesome for me, because you were supposed to come that one morning to see me. Of course, you didn't know.
Right.
And your mother was going to drive you to the subway.
Yes.
And then when I spoke to your mother, I said, "Where is Ashley?" And, well, she's at home. And she said that she would go to school on her own. And I said, "Well, how is she going to go to school?" And she said, "Well, by subway."
Yeah.
And I just said, "Oh, my God." I said, "She's going to jump the tracks."
Yeah.
I said, "If I don't get her, she's going to jump the tracks." And so I dropped everything, and your mother drove me to your place. We pick you up. Then we started doing a healing on you. And within 5 minutes in the car, without being coached, what did you tell us?
I was having thoughts of jumping in front of the train.
Yeah. Okay. And that's the real entity that people will have before they commit suicide. Psychologists, conventional, and psychiatry, they don't understand this.
Yeah.
This is completely, completely discounted by most. Some of them do, but they're not the favorites in the field. They're basically poo-pooed. They're basically ignored, right?
Oh.
They're not considered as being a serious practitioner, okay? But they're the ones that, in most cases, they understand it, and they end up saving the lives of their patients. So in your case, I was very, very fearful that you were going to jump the tracks. I was scared. And I knew that if I did not go and get you, you would have jumped. Or someone would stop you from jumping.
Jumping, yeah.
Something would have happened where you were so driven to actually do that.
Right.
And so we did the healing. We got rid of the monster, okay? And the suicide thoughts are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your depression is gone.
Yeah.
So even though that is true, okay, what I discerned this morning was the fact that you suffer with boredom.
Yeah.
So some people may look at that as depression.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because you may be so bored you want to sleep in.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's not. And so your boredom is the fact that you want to be doing something great.
Yeah.
You're going to school and you're just basically putting up with everything.
Yeah, going through the motions.
That's basically it. And when I said to you that when you take a look at all the professors in Canada University, on average, they're not more than 20% confident with the information that they teach their students. They're not. And part of it is because technology is changing very quickly, and they can't keep up with the information. Okay?
Okay.
So a lot of them go through the motions to pretend that they know what they're doing. And then they may have this genius student that figures out some famous reaction. Right? They want to have their name labeled throughout history as being the Ashley reaction, right?
Yeah.
And so what happens, though, is you don't get the credit.
No, they'll take it from you.
They take the credit from you. Then you may go into a state of depression. And so that is situational depression. But yours was not situational.
No.
Yours was like, okay, you better commit suicide or else.
It was very, like, active, like, just active thoughts all the time. And, I mean, I was pushing them away as much as I could. Even, like, that day that I was going to jump in front of the tracks, I had the thought many times, and I was like, no, I won't do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was so persistent in my mind.
Now, part of the reason why you're going through all the stuff you're going through, including with the stuff with the vaccine and everything else and other incarnations where you died after you took the vaccine, is basically you've been taking on someone else's karma. That's the big deal.
Right.
You've been taking on someone else's karma. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people today that's taking on someone else's karma. But let me just tell you, without telling you too much, we're dealing with that.
Okay.
Okay. So,
thank you.
And Janet, you don't need to worry about that too, because we're dealing with that. We're helping you and we're helping a lot of people today. We're helping so many people, they don't even know what we're doing. But we're doing some major things so people do not take on other people's karma. And that sucks when something like that has to happen. I have a client that took the vaccine, and I looked at the second most recent parallel universe, which is where I died, and I was not here to help a lot of people, and I was not here to help this one individual. He had a double leg amputation, and he had an arm amputation. And just very recently, we got rid of 3 vaccine microbes in his body that if they stayed in his body, he would have had the amputations. But again, I'm not blaming the vaccine, because if you're not predisposed to take on someone else's karma, that's what it's mostly about. It's about taking on someone else's karma. And the person who actually developed this had to have been in another universe years into the future, got that technology, and came back here with this technology. And it's a dark side technology for the most part, because it's the dark side using chemistry to trigger reactions in the human body for those who are taking on other people's karma. And it's sad,
yeah,
but it's also brilliant. I mean, to be able to have a vaccine that can do this,
right?
To me, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
But it's going to be over. All this COVID thing is going to be over soon. But I want you to know that I don't want you worried about depression anymore.
Okay.
And I don't want you worried about suicide. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
We kicked their ass. Okay? And so you don't have to worry. We just got to figure out your boredom.
Yeah.
This is the boredom. And the boredom is you're going to be doing some great things with technology in the future. So you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go to break. And you know, there's a lot of people that are right now in a very serious situation that they could have some health issue as a result of taking the vaccine, but don't blame the vaccine. You need to be healed. You need to have these microbes taking on other people's karma lifted off you. Otherwise, that vaccine is going to trigger a disease. And you thank the pharmaceutical companies and the government for forcing us to do this now, because I can help you. I'm alive. I can help you. Don't wait for me to die and then 40 years or 30 years down the road, you get this disease when you could have had it lifted today. So thank everybody who's forcing you to take this vaccine, because you're going to get rid of some other person's karma that you're taking on. Don't take it on. Okay? We're going to break.
Feel your halo, pray feels like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. The risk that I'm taking, I'm never gonna shut you out.
Great song, isn't it? Janet, great song?
Mm-hmm.
Ashley?
Beautiful, yeah.
Now, if someone was to look at me, they would see there's a purple light around me, and that's the light of God. Christ had the same thing. And so it's a special day because on this date I've got my old souls back, which is Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, and Tesla. And, I mean, we basically alternate coming to the same universes sometimes at the same time. And it's part of a special soul pull that I'm part of. And now we can move forward and do the technologies, particularly cold fusion. And so I'm grateful that God's working through me because I'm able to help a lot of people that need his help so desperately. I'm not God. I'm just a simple guy that God's working through that is using as a vessel to help many. So listen, Ashley, you had a question for me.
Yeah, so I was just wanting a little bit of clarification. The microbe is from the vaccine? Or
No. Okay. No, not at all. You already have the microbe through conception. You already had the microbe, and you can even have it through sexual intercourse. You know, a partner can give you that microbe. And this is a virus. And so particles of the vaccine can attach itself to that virus, but the virus itself is not a single virus, it's a group of viruses of five. And so when I say that you've got three vaccine microbes, I'm saying that you have 15 master viruses. And so you really have, for a single disease, five viruses that is playing a role with the interaction of certain genes, stem cells, etc., that triggers that disease. On top of that, there's a walk-in spirit from someone else, and on top of that, there's a walk-in soul. So you've got the soul, the spirit, and the microbes that is there to make you sick. It's very complicated, but we're going to spend more time on that. But what's your question?
So you could have all of these microbes, the soul, the spirit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean it's triggered.
No, it's not triggered. It's just sitting there. But it's triggered usually after you take the vaccine.
Could there be other things that triggers?
Absolutely. There could be viruses, other viruses that can trigger. But it's usually a virus that triggers the gene for a disease. It's usually a virus. But it could also be something else. It could be certain minerals. It could be certain minerals that, for example, one mineral that plays a heavy role in triggering cancer is mercury, where your body can manufacture mercury and it triggers cancer. It could also, from an environmental point of view, there could be mercury in the water, and the mercury interacts with your genes and triggers, let's say, a reaction that starts the process of cancer or some other disease.
So for mercury, for instance, there are certain mercuries that are extremely toxic.
Yes.
And then some that aren't, and it's think it's dependent on the oxidation state.
Yes.
But
very good.
So
that's very good. This is true what you're saying. Yeah, go ahead.
So does it matter for this if mercury is triggering the virus?
No.
Then it doesn't matter the oxidation state, no matter what, that mercury could affect, like, trigger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, it's complicated
because
there's different types of reactions, different types of behavior, and different types of, let's say, reasons why somebody would get sick. Because the matrix, remember, the matrix is where it's a review life, and this is where we go through karma, okay? But we've already gone through the karma, because the most recent parallel universe, that's where we go through our karma from the original, right? We did some bad stuff, or we got sucked into religion and we took on oaths, vows, promises, pledges, etc., etc., until the cows come home. And so you basically agree to take on the karmic debt from someone who harmed you. So you come into the parallel universe, you go through that, and you go through the suffering. Now, you have many different chances. This is not just a single original. You can have 9 attempts, 9 lives original. So you got 9 times to get it right. So eventually, you come into original life, you fix it, you learn how to transfer the karma back to the person. By what? By not forgiving someone, like some crazy person on this planet, because you're going against a software program. And instead, you let go of your anger and revenge. You go to God and you say, Father, forgive me for whatever I did. Okay? And if someone's asking you to forgive them, you just basically say you can't do it. You just say you won't do it, you can't do it, and that's it. But you go to God. If there's any issue where you think you need to be forgiven by someone else, you go to God and ask God to forgive you, but make sure you say at the same time you denounce eye for eye. That is the most critical statement, because if you don't say it, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. So the good news is, the reason why we are here is to go through karma based on having our life reviewed. You know, this is why we're here. But the COVID is over when most of the karmic debt has been paid. And so we're looking at June of next year, where most of the karmic debt on this planet is to be paid. So you're going to see things lightening up January, March, April. But June is where, you know, there's not going to be a big rush on vaccines. Now, if there is, then that means that they're working outside the software program. Then if they work outside the software program, they're in big trouble. I mean, anyone who works outside this software program, it doesn't matter what it is. We have people that are walking, so that they're not even supposed to be here on this planet, and they're causing a lot of problems. And that issue is being dealt with also. So for your future, I don't want you to worry anymore. Okay? I want you to be happy. Okay? You're happy now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, since the healing, what have you noticed different about you?
I'm just not having thoughts of suicide all the time.
Okay.
That's like the main thing,
yes,
which allows me to, you know, focus a lot better in school. But yeah, I just don't feel this like pressure in my head where I'm just like tired all the time and want to go home. And when I get home, I can't sleep. Like, I don't have that anymore. I'm tired because of school, but because I'm feeling that pressure in my head.
And your main study in school, again, remind everybody.
I'm studying chemistry.
Yeah, it's tough. Chemistry's tough.
Yeah.
But I love chemistry.
I love it too.
Yeah. Chemistry is tough, but it's important. because I know you're going to help us with your education. Something is going to trigger my other incarnations with what you're doing. Then I'm going to go, oh, yes, 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 I remember that. Yes, I remember that. Okay, so what are we going to do? Can you just, the teleprompter, turn the light on for the teleprompter so I can see what's... Folks, I'm only kidding. I'm joking. Is there a teleprompter here?
No.
No, there's no teleprompter. There is no teleprompter. Now, who do you want to thank for your healing?
God.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Now, the Father's come through me. If you did not accept Christ, and I'm not talking from a fanatical religion... Do you accept the book deal? If you don't accept the book, then you're going freaking to hell, which is a lot of BS, okay? Because you did, and you accept Christ, which means that you love the people around you, and you love everybody on this planet. That's it. That's what it means to accept Christ, right? What's your prejudice? Who are you prejudiced against?
No one.
I'm not prejudiced. I make fun of everybody because I was that nationality in another incarnation, 1,600 incarnations. And I enjoy pretending I'm Chinese. You know, I really do. And I love the Chinese. But I'm not prejudiced. I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm not anti-Catholic. You know, I'm just here to be a messenger, get the truth out, and correct the insanity on this planet. And particularly all these conspiracy theories. It's just making people insane. It's just making people insane. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
So you just sit there. We're going to go to break, and we're going to go to the second segment, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Janet, and we're going to hear Janet's story. Are you ready, Janet?
Absolutely.
Okay. My name's Brian, and we're going to be right back. Thank you.